Okay, here we go.
I'm calling. It's now 4:39 according to my computer. Is that right? Okay, I'm calling. Alan, Teresa Allen is present. Is our new general manager here? Hearing none, I'm going to move to the next. Adriana Casanave? Not hearing. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Thank you, Bill. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Thank you, Lyndon. Bob Gartner? Not hearing Bob. Wally James? Not hearing Wally. Dwayne Lark?
Wally was here.
I'm sorry?
Wally withdrew.
Okay. Thank you very much for telling me that. So, Dwayne Lark? Not hearing Dwayne. Mike Lewis? Not hearing Mike. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Thank you, Marianne. Susie Moreno? Not hearing Susie. Paula Miller? Not hearing Paula. Venetia Patel Adams? Not hearing.
Venetia asked for an excused absence.
All right. Thank you very much. Sandra Rawline? Not hearing Sandra. Nancy Sabara-Naratomi? Not hearing Nancy. Wendy Schrell?
Here.
Thank you. Deb Shafto? Not hearing Deb. Markeisha Van Zant Sampson?
I'm here.
Thank you, Markeisha. Richard Uzel?
Here.
Thank you. Rita Washington? Not hearing Rita. Sandy Weinman?
Present.
Thank you. Ted Weisgull?
Here.
Thank you. Venicia Williams? Not hearing Venicia. Egberto Willis? Not hearing Egberto. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8 people on the line and Markeisha Van Zandt Sampson.
What do we need for quorum, please?
We need... Sorry, I'm having a hard time reading these numbers. We have 22 people, so we need 12 for quorum. So we don't have quorum.
Mr. Chair, Bill.
Would anybody like to volunteer to call up a couple people?
Let me ask one question. Is there anyone who's here on the call whose name you didn't acknowledge when I called your name?
Bob Gartner.
Thank you, Bob. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4.
3 people short.
7, 8, 9.
2
Yeah,
people.
We're 3 people short. I can call Egberto Willis if you like on my other phone.
Okay. Please do.
Request for information. Can we take a recess of some amount of time, and I will try to make some phone calls, but I'd like to know when to come back and be sure that I'm not missing some meeting.
Or maybe we should just
bill for the stack.
Maybe we should just schedule this for next week and hope that
request
our general manager...
Request for information.
Here.
I would like a response from the chair.
Well,
if
me
give
too.
Me a chance to respond without talking over me. Yeah, let's do that. Let's circle back at 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Right.
How does that work with their notice requirements and everything that everybody likes to talk about?
Well, we'll take that off. We'll take that off into a subcommittee. Wendy.
Well, maybe someone could stay on the line in case someone calls in.
I will
stay.
All right, I'm going to call Adriana Casanave and Egberto Willis.
I'll call Susie Marino and Rita Washington.
And I'll call Mike Lewis also. So I'll talk to you
at
5 o'clock.
Bill, I asked to be on the stack several times, so can I say something?
What is it, Bill?
Well, I think several of you were thinking the same thing. Would it make more sense to just reschedule it for next week instead of at 5 p.m.? Because
Bill,
hopefully we can have...
Bill, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What I forgot what I said, but yeah, right. Or because so that our new GM might be here by then.
Bill, we don't even know if he'll be here next week. Just call somebody. See you at 5 o'clock.
Well, okay, I'll call Deb.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sandy, let me ask you a question. Sandy?
To the bathroom. You can ask me, Richard.
I guess Sandy's gone. I was going to ask you what time zone that was going to be. I can ask anybody that's smart to ask questions. No, I'm just stalling until 5. What, we got 5 minutes? No, 15 minutes. Okay, see y'all at 5.
Okay. So who's left?
I'm still
Anybody?
Here. I'll play
hey,
with
Wendy.
You.
Wendy, were you talking like you're in California watching fires?
Well, I'm hopefully not going to be watching any, but yeah, the Dixie Fire is the biggest fire anywhere
yeah.
in the country ever, I think now, and it's got the smoke here. Like I can't see the mountains that you're supposed to be able to see from here,
wow.
and it's just gloomy and really crazy looking yellow brown color. Everything
yeah.
like we're on Mars or something.
You might be.
But I mean, at least mm-hmm. we're not on fire. I can't complain too much.
Are you having to breathe all that crap?
Well, I haven't really noticed it myself being, it hasn't caused any respiratory problems for me. I think more sensitive people probably, yeah. But like in the morning, you can smell it. It smells all burnt. But then that kind of goes away as the day goes on, too. I don't know. It's just really crazy. Out of sorts.
Well, take care. Be careful.
I know.
last year I had some friends up on the Russian River that had fire all around them too.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, everywhere is like that. It's like nobody's safe, it seems like.
Yeah, no, you're not. The wind changes.
Did you guys saw that documentary about the Paradise Fire?
No.
It was terrifying to watch that show. And it was
just
all around
them,
and it's raining down on them, you know.
And that was a great little town, too. That was.
Yeah, I'm not that far from there, I guess.
Yeah. Well, be careful.
Thank you. I got a national forest on three sides of me. So I don't know if it's good or bad. I guess it's bad. But most of the time it's good.
Yeah.
I'm coming back next week, I think, and then we're going to Yellowstone Park.
Hey, Marquisha, Sandy's back. I got Venetia. She'll be joining. Venetia Williams.
Okay.
Everything's always more fun with Venetia Williams.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, see y'all at 5.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Marquisha, do you know if we've gotten any offers on the building?
I do not know that. You do realize they don't tell us anything.
By design.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, we don't even... It's looking like we're not going to have any building. I don't know. I better just shut up. I'm like...
Yeah, we're being set up, all right. If they took everything from the Ford house, they're going to do the same thing with this one.
Yeah, I'm confident of that.
Feels that way. I don't know how we're going to make it if we have to pay rent, too. You know, we had a building.
Right.
With property taxes paid and everything.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And it was ours.
Right.
No, it was Lydia's.
Well, whatever.
Well, it's
I'm just
the Pacifica
saying.
Foundation. I mean, we are just
yeah,
a department of them. Yeah.
Our picture yeah. got it. I don't know. I think we have to have some kind of a home base, and even if it's at your house, Markeisha.
yeah, I totally.
Now that you know, we've shown that we can broadcast from anywhere, we can just go to someplace.
I think
somewhere.
We need to look for the lobby yeah. of a Ramada Inn. It would remind us of the studio.
Yeah, that would be all right. What about Houston Media yeah. Source? What are they doing over there these days?
Oh, no. I mean, there was some discussion some months ago, but...
We could rent a room. Well, I'm coming home, and I'm getting on the case here. We've got to have a home, damn it.
Well, until COVID goes away, it's really a moot point.
Yeah.
Still need to have a home base.
Now testing positive.
Actually, out here in the woods, we just pretend like it doesn't even exist, and it doesn't. But there's not very many people here.
Lucky you.
I know.
Well, according to Governor Wheels, it doesn't exist either.
Yeah, he tested positive. You know, did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, it was breaking news a few minutes ago.
What's that?
Yeah.
Kind of funny.
The governor tested positive.
Oh, Abbott?
COVID.
Greg Abbott.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
I tried not to laugh.
I don't wish him death, but, you know, if he would just resign, that would be great. But then again, we get our lieutenant governor, which is even worse.
Even worse?
Oh, much worse.
My old boss at the Orange Show, went to high school with, I think, Greg Abbott, and he was an asshole then, she said.
Oh, wow.
Probably more of one, because he could walk and everything. You know, he was a big athlete and probably arrogant.
Well, you know how he wound up in a wheelchair? A tree fell on him while he was jogging.
And
oh,
then
wow.
he changed the law so that nobody else could sue and get as much money as him or something. He worked to change the law after he got collected a lot in his lawsuit.
Something like that, yeah. I was, yeah.
Well, he's going to run for president, so, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh.
He'll join Bush and LBJ and the other succession of fine Texas politicians.
Well, those guys are good now compared to what...
In the rear view yeah. mirror, I guess it looks good. Didn't look so good while they were there, though, did it?
I just saw one of those George W. things that said, "Miss me yet?" You know, like...
After Trump, everything looks better.
That's what I mean, yeah. I didn't know there were so many people who liked him, though. I've learned that after coming here, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, well, if you're in Trump country, and I moved to the south of town to League City, this is Trump country. My God.
I didn't think anybody liked him. I thought they just held their nose, you know. That's not true.
Facebook is alit with Trump supporters for some reason. I can't figure that out either.
Because of having to wear a mask.
Well, the latest is that.
Everything boils down to it.
And of course, large spending going through Congress, which we need to do. If we're not spending it on war, it's better to spend it on infrastructure. Much better. But they're not down with that program. Neither is General McMaster's.
So, Markeisha, if somebody calls the 4000 number, does it ring anywhere, or how does that work?
So, it rings to my phone, it rings to Robin's phone, and it'll ring to whoever the GM is. Well, it'll ring to Robert whenever he starts as well.
Oh. So, somebody could answer it, not just like a to a machine somewhere?
No, no. So you can let it go to a machine, or you can, you can answer. We have caller ID now, so.
Well, that's improved.
So all these people that used to prank call us. Yeah.
I know those
people. Yeah. When it rings on your phone, because you just have to download the app, the Zoom app. You can see if they're calling, just calling the main line, or if they specifically have called your extension.
That's pretty cool. Oh, so it's an app with Zoom, huh? That's interesting.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Can you see their face?
No. No, but if you could like, if you were talking and you're like, hey, well, let's just go to a Zoom. You could, like, I think you can automatically click over and start doing hit a button.
Oh, yeah,
because
they don't
over.
Even know they're on Zoom.
Exactly. So, it's cool. So do you think we're going to have the quorum or not? Or what you think?
We were only 2-3 people short. And I know I got Venetia. I'm sure we'll get the other people. If we don't, well.
Still 5.
All right.
Actually, we need 11, not 12. Because Wally dropped out. But I don't think that's been vetted by the board. So I don't know if that's official enough for 10.
When you say, so did he drop off the finance committee and the board, or just the finance committee?
No, just the finance committee.
Oh, okay. He's like enough crazy. We understand.
He's about to drop off the board. I don't think he's running again.
Oh, okay. So who all has to rerun? Hey, Bill. We're still here.
Me, but I didn't even know it until the last second. I didn't know I had to run again. I didn't want to run again, but then I got talked into it because it seemed like we needed me. But I'm not trying very hard to be elected.
Yeah, I couldn't get a hold of Deb. Tried phoning her and texting.
Hello.
She's leaving her retirement. She didn't want to deal with
it. How did you do? Did you get some pizza?
I called Mike Lewis. He's on his way to work. He says he works Tuesdays now. I called Egberto Willis. He is working. I called Sandra Rawline. She's at work, and she will not be available for sure until about 10 minutes after 5, and she's not even sure about that. I guess she's wrapping something up. I left a message for Adriana Casaneve at the number that I had, which was an old number. And maybe correct me if I'm wrong. I was told it was 281-851-0300.
Wait. Don't say that on the stream.
We're not on the stream.
Oh.
We're not on the stream. Okay.
Okay.
So correct me if I have the wrong number, anybody. And that's that. I would suggest that we maybe try for next week. Maybe next
week. I got Venetia.
Oh, okay.
So
I left a message for her.
Then
introduce her. She's going to be calling in. I told her 5 o'clock, so hopefully we'll see her at 5 o'clock.
Venetia Williams?
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
and
good.
If Wally James has officially stepped down from this committee,
it's not official in that the board never vetted it, the whole board. But he made that request.
What do you think they have to do?
We didn't meet last month, so it didn't go in.
So we have 21 people on this committee.
All right, we need 11 to make sure.
So we need 11. So we've got
right.
1, 2, Crozier's 2, Foley's 3, Gartner's 4, Martinez is 5, Brell is 6, Uzel is 7, Weinman is 8, Weisgel is 9, and Venetia would be 10.
And yourself.
Venetia. I thought I counted. I did count myself.
Oh.
So we're still short one.
No
luck with Dwayne Lark? I would like someone from the national board to call with several other people and ask our executive director when the official start date is for our general manager. Because we were first told August 1st, then August 8th, and August 15th.
Mr. Chair, I have a question, and that is, does Teresa Allen have the authority to make that request, or should it be added to the agenda?
I don't think
it's
on
the
Finance Committee. That's not a Finance Committee thing.
This committee. That's right. So.
I just want
to our president.
Lyndon Foley is on this call. I would like him to get with James Sagerton or several other national board members and ask this question, because it is silly for nobody to know when this guy is supposed to start.
All right. No, it's now 5:01.
I haven't even called in with David Bays last yet.
Well, we have the official announcement that Mr. Franklin is starting.
The wind just started blowing like crazy here. Everything's flying all over.
Mr. Chair, it's 5:00.
It's 5:01 actually, so please call the roll. Let's see who we got. Thanks.
All right. Alan is present. Casanez? No response. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Bob Gartner? Not hearing Bob Gartner. Marianne Martinez?
Here.
Okay. Dwayne Lark? Not hearing Dwayne. Mike Lewis is requesting excuse absence. Paula Miller? Not hearing Paula. Susie Moreno? Not hearing Susie. Patel Adams asked for excuse absence.
Right.
Sandra Rawline asked for excuse absence. Nancy Sabarnaratomi?
Present.
No response. Hello?
Present.
She's here.
Oh, present. Thank you very much. Okay. Wendy Schrell?
Here.
Okay. Markeisha Van Zandt Sampson?
Here.
Thank you. Richard Giselle? Not hearing him. Rita Washington, not hearing her. Sandy Weinman.
Present.
Thank you. Ted Weisgel.
Here.
Thank you. Venetia Williams. Not hearing her. And Egberto Willis asks excuse absence. Mr. Chair, we do not have quorum.
This is Venetia.
Thank you.
Request for information, Mr. Chair.
Hang on, Ted. How many does that make, Teresa?
Allen is 1, Crozier's 2, Foley's 3, Martinez is 4, Sibarnaratomi is 5, Schrell is 6, you see, Weinman is 7, Weisgel is 8, and Venetia Williams is 9. Quorum is 11. So we do not have quorum.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move that we meet at
hold on.
4:30
next
Tuesday.
Hold on, Teresa. Someone trying to speak up in the background? I guess not. Go ahead. Sorry, Teresa.
I suggest that we meet at 4:30 next Tuesday, the 20th.
Okay, hang on. Ted, what was your point of information?
Next week's not the 20th, Teresa.
Yeah, next week's the 24th. Ted, what's your point of information?
Am I in the right month here?
Yeah, just...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
the
sorry.
Calendar.
Yeah, I'm looking... Okay, 24th.
Ed, go ahead.
I stepped away from my phone. I don't know how many people we have. I don't know if Bob Gardner is on the call, but he was a guy.
Well, he's not responding now, and neither is Richard Uzel.
Yeah, we had Uzel and Gardner. That would give us quorum, but neither of them.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is Serene Rogers, member of KPFT.
Serene, we're not taking public comment right now.
No.
We're trying to get through roll call. So thanks, Serene. Thank you. Go ahead, Nancy. What's your Nancy?
Can you hear me? Do you understand what I'm trying
Nancy?
To tell you?
No,
Teresa,
I'm not. I
put
don't.
The wrong
Nancy.
Number on the calendar. People are probably can't get through.
There was a notice that was sent out by Otis, and we all use that number to call in. Okay, Nancy, what's your point?
Yes. We did not decide on this time, like 4:30, and we have been coming like 5:30 or 6 because people, you know, have work hours. Usually they get
yes,
up at
and on
5.
Sunday you have meetings at noon when people are busy. Sorry, it's volunteer and
no,
we're
no,
in
I mean, the committee, Sandy, needs to agree on the time and place, and we did not agree on this time. So I suggest we meet a little bit later. 4:30 is too early for some people.
Well, I thought we were trying to accommodate our general manager and our business manager.
We're in Fund Drive. We have two people engaged. That's it. And they don't need their evenings occupied. I've had this discussion. So this is done at the pleasure of staff, Nancy. Sorry. It
no,
doesn't
it's
agree
done
with
by,
your
by the committee. By the committee.
Thank you for your input.
Hello,
all
this
right.
is Mr.
Hey,
Chair, if you want to poll people and find, I have the National Finance Committee starts at 7:30 our time.
Did you count Susie Moreno on the roll call? He's on the line now.
Oh.
Richard's back.
One more person.
Oh, Richard's back.
Okay. So do we have our quorum now?
Yes, we do have a quorum now, but I'm a little bit...
Go ahead, Teresa. Do we have our quorum now?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So the first item two after roll call here is approval of the preliminary agenda. Do I hear any additions or edits that anybody would like to speak up about? Hearing none.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
This is Marianne. Hey, I did want to recommend that we postpone the approval of the minutes until the next meeting. So we can have a chance to look them over.
Are there any objections to delaying the approval of the June minutes?
I object.
Okay.
Shall we
anybody
vote on that?
Let's go to a vote. Let's go to a vote on that.
I haven't had a chance to look them over yet.
The motion is the approval of or the adoption of the June minutes. So we're voting to go forward with that vote. Please call the roll, please.
Nancy on the stack.
I'm ready.
Go
okay.
Ahead,
Alan.
Go ahead, Nancy, before we vote. Hold on.
Yes,
what is it, Nancy, before we vote?
Yeah, on the Pacifica National Calendar, as Serene was pointing out, the number that Teresa posted was, the last four digits was 7058. So, and we're meeting at 1058. So the number that Otis sent us is different than the number that's posted on the website. So let's be careful. I mean, I don't know what happened here. Which is
okay.
It?
Well, I'll take responsibility for that. If I had a typo on the national on the national website.
705
That's my error. I'll take responsibility for that.
So that we know 705. Hang on.
Because we're meeting on 105A.
Nancy, I know, but 705A gives you that information.
No. 705A.
All right, look, I'm not going to argue about this. We're in the middle of a vote. Teresa, please call the roll. We're voting to go ahead with a vote. We're voting to vote on the approval of the June minutes per
to postpone the approval of the minutes.
No. Ted objected. And
excuse
we're
me, when you post a wrong telephone number, other people are going to be going to a different number.
Would you please stop interrupting, Nancy? We're in the middle of a vote.
Okay.
Well, this is
the
reason for this meeting to be avoided. Man.
Okay.
Wrong posted telephone number.
Mr. Chair, Marianne's motion is to postpone the approval of the minutes to our next meeting. And I say yes. Okay.
Call the roll, please, Teresa.
Bill Crozier? Not hearing.
Abstain. Sorry.
Abstain. Okay. Lyndon Foley? Not hearing Lyndon. Bob Gartner? Not hearing Bob Gartner. Marianne Martinez?
Yes, because I didn't get a chance to look them over.
Okay, fine. Susie Moreno?
I'll pass.
Okay. Nancy Sabarnaratomi?
No, I cannot.
Fine. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
You sent them at 2:31 today.
Mark, Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Less than three hours ago.
Thank you. Rita Washington, is Rita on the call? No. Sandy Wyman, I guess you'll wait. Ted Weisgull? Postpone or not? Ted Weisgull? Not
no.
Here. No, okay. Ted says no. Venicia Williams? Postpone
yes.
Approval? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So is there anyone whose name I didn't call? We have Susie Marino, you passed.
Yeah, I passed.
Okay, so now you need to vote. Yes or no or abstain?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, fine. The vote is 5 yes, 2 abstain, and 1, 2 no. 1, 2 no. So it passes. They are postponed. It's 5 yes, 2 no, 2 abstain.
Nancy on the stretch.
Is this relevant to the agenda, Nancy? Because we're going to the next agenda.
Yes, I'm relevant. If I have something to contribute, it's relevant.
Is it relevant to the agenda, Nancy? Because we're going to the next agenda item.
Yes.
Which is the business manager's report.
You going to let me say it or not?
What do you have to say, Nancy?
Oh, thank you. I would like to ask the secretary to please correct the telephone number on the website.
I will.
Now, not later. I mean, it's too late later.
Marticia, you have the floor for the business manager's report. Thank you. Or should I say interim general manager's report?
So currently, we have about $68,000 on hand in the bank.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
I can't hear it.
What about now? Can you hear me?
Yes, Marquise, you're good.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so currently we have about $68,000 in the bank, cash on hand, and our monthly expenses are still around $55,000 a month. So the math should tell you that we only have about a month and a quarter of expense money in the bank. So us making sure that this fund drive is a success is kind of important. With that being said, the current fund drive as of through yesterday is only at $25,000, $25,800 to be exact, and that's of the $150,000 goal. We kind of need some help boosting that up. There have not really been any changes to the monthly expenses, even though we've been down a salary for a GM for, I guess, right at about a month. We weren't really, because we still had to pay someone to help with the make sure that programs are still being aired. So we're not really saving any money there.
I'm sorry, I could not hear the last sentence. Something about programming?
We're still having to pay to make sure that we're on the air. We have to pay someone to make sure that happens.
You mean for the automation?
I understand what that means. Yes, you have to pay to make sure that that's being taken care of. We're still paying someone to do that job, even though we weren't paying a manager's salary.
When is the manager coming? I thought he was supposed to come the 15th.
Let's not get off the track here.
Put your phone over there. Can't see you. Talk into this one.
So
who has
thank you, Marquis.
About finances, yeah.
Right. Any questions concerning the report that Marquis just gave, not when the general manager is starting?
Yes.
I have a question.
Alan for the stack.
I have Teresa. I heard Bob Gardner first. Go ahead, Bob.
When you said the last thing you said about staying on the air, are you talking about a field technician or an engineer?
No, I'm talking about someone to make sure that the shows are being loaded and run on the air properly, not a field tech. No. We're utilizing. Again?
Like a board op.
Yeah, like a board op. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Teresa, were you next?
Yes. What's the name of this employee and how many hours a week are they working?
David Bays. And we are also paying another person named Dakota.
Okay, Mr. Dakota and Mr. Bays.
That's correct.
David is training the new person.
Okay.
Ted for the stack.
He will be through the end of this month still training.
Go ahead, Ted.
You hear that, Teresa?
First of all, I, like others, am not able to hear Markeisha. I wish she would project her voice. It's to hear what she is saying.
Hear my voice. You can hear that it's a little rusty, and so that means I'm sick, but okay.
Now they want you to scream like they all doing.
That's an unnecessary statement.
I know it's not. It's a fact.
No.
All right, stop. We're on Marquise's report. We're on Q&A for that report. Are there any other questions?
Yes, I'd like to. I posed these questions in an email a few days ago, in hopes that they would be answered in writing so that no one had to hear anything. But I wanted to know if we are contributing any money to central services, if so, how much? It appears as though we're spending $20,000 a month in salaries. I would like to know who is on staff and what are they doing. And I would also like to know what ideas our interim general manager has for making the fund drive a success, and what role we, the members of the board and the public, can play in that. Those are my questions. Central services,
And
so
salaries.
We accrue central services every month. It's on the budget. We accrue that every month. Whether we pay it or not, we still owe it. We have not paid since they took the money for the sale of the house. So that brought us current, but then we've fallen behind again because I think that only brought us up to maybe March or April. I'm not even sure exactly how much the sale of the house was. I'm sure some members of the national board know that better than me. What's the next one, Ted?
Who is on the staff, paid staff, and what are they doing?
Currently, the only person on paid staff is myself and Robin as a contractor.
And Dakota.
And Dakota. Oh, and David. But they're
as
contractors, yes.
Well, I'm looking for... And the last question was, you say we need help, you need help to make a fund drive a success. What role do you see us playing? How do you see us?
Instead of wasting time meeting, how about you raise money? Maybe you could donate yourself. Maybe you could find 20 friends that could donate. Those are ideas we always put out there, but I don't know that they ever come to fruition.
What about calling, being given phone numbers of people?
You know we can't give you our phone list. You know we can't give you that. You know that.
I don't know why.
No building. You cannot come into the. We cannot share the phone list outside of the building, Ted. You know that.
On one occasion, and I think Teresa Allen and maybe Wendy Schrell were part of this, we had a very successful effort. We were in the office of a former chair of the board, Mike Martin. We successfully made multiple outgoing phone calls from lists that were provided. So, no, I do not know. Lists cannot be taken out of the station.
It cannot be taken from the station. It should not be taken from the station. And if it was, that was an error. And if that goes back to Mike Martin, that's at least 15 years ago. So I don't know who would have done that. Do you know?
I know that Deb Shafto was involved in that effort. I know that if somebody,
okay,
yourself...
What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Let's talk about the present. You can't get that list right now. So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to ask that we find a neutral facility like someone's office where you or some other staff person, be it Robin Lewis or someone else, supervise the list, make phone calls, return the list to the staff person in charge of it. I'm done.
Thank you, Ted. Anybody else for the stack?
Well, I just have a question.
Venetia, I guess you want the stack. Go ahead.
I get
and then Teresa.
Please. And Wendy, we have been saying this, I know, for 2 years, that the list, like Markeisha just said, that the list cannot be taken out the station. I heard what you're saying, but Markeisha made a good point. What are you going to do? The list cannot be broken out the station. Nobody, it doesn't seem like, because the only person that can coordinate that is Markeisha. Doesn't seem like that's something that she is in favor of doing. Please answer. I need to know, why can't you pick up the phone and call 20 friends and tell them to donate to the station? Simple Simon. I really want to know the answer to that question. Okay, nobody has an answer.
I have a question, Susie, to the stack.
Oh, thank you, Susie. I have you
thank
on the
you.
Stack.
See how nobody answers the question? Sandy,
Mm. Wendy was next.
But you're asking one person.
Nobody stepped up to answer programmers.
No, nobody. Huh? How many people are on this call?
Teresa
call?
Allen for the stack. I'm ready to answer the question.
I'm not finished. That question was asked to everybody on this phone. Nobody said, nobody answered it. Thank you very much. That's
hello.
All I need.
Hello.
It's not possible for us to all
hold
answer.
On. Hold on.
Fine.
Everybody, I can hear you. You don't have to say hello. Thank you, Venetia. Teresa, you're next on the back, followed by Wendy and Susie. Go ahead, Teresa. Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I told everyone at the last finance committee meeting that I was going to attempt to raise $7,000. I've raised about $1,500 for a challenge grant, and I'm sorry I didn't have more time to devote to it. Also, the development committee is working on having volunteers under Robin at a safe space make calls to lapsed donors. Not board members. Volunteers approved through Robin. And I asked everybody at the last finance committee meeting, and I think there were 20-some people on that call, if anybody else would call friends to donate money. So by all means, if you've done this, please let me know so I can give you credit for putting in some effort.
Thank you.
Ted,
Wendy?
Ted, for back.
I got you, Ted. Wendy?
Okay, so well, I was going to say that we talk about this every month on the development committee, and, you know, it's not impossible, but there are definitely rules that have to happen, and I think maybe Dwayne Bradley was even with us when we did it at Mike Martin's office. I don't know. But anyway, we always find whenever you talk to listeners of KPFT, you'll hear them say, you know, I used to be a sustainer, but all of a sudden you stopped taking money out of my thing, and I don't get it, but if you're too lame to do that, then I'm not giving, you know. Our members need some communication, so I think it would be a really good idea if the proper protocols can be in place to have some phone calls. I was going to say I would help, but I guess I wouldn't want to because I'm a candidate and I could just hear it now. You know, everything else is more important than the actual functioning of the radio station. So anyway, I wouldn't be able to help, I guess. But they don't have to ever see any list or have possession of it or anything. There's a way to do it. I think Robin would be willing to do it. And our members would like to hear from us and see what's, you know, remind us that we exist. And
just to throw in, there were lots of lists that New Day Pacifica and other, and maybe the other side had, with phone numbers to call people. They're your people. You don't need a list from the station. They exist already. Susie, go ahead.
Well, no, you can't. They can't share them, though. You have to do the whole thing where you put in for everybody has a right to contact other members of the foundation. You just have to go through the proper channel.
Susie Moreno?
But anyway, yeah.
Yes, I was just going to say that I had volunteered, you know, a long time ago, and I keep repeating myself to call donors. And I've done it before, and it did help. So, you know, I'm interested, if that's being done, I'm interested in helping. I'll go wherever I have to go to help. I have called a few friends myself. I haven't heard anyone, they haven't returned any calls to me or said anything, but are we allowed to post anything on the KPFT Facebook site?
Yes.
As far as I know.
Anybody can? Okay, because I when I go through it, sometimes I want to maybe put a little statement on there and say, you know, we're having a fun drive, this is Susie Moreno, and that way if somebody is going through it and they see my name and they recognize me and they know me from the community, then they may be able to more inclined to pick up the phone and donate. That's
what I was thinking.
Yeah. Rita to the staff.
Actually, I could answer that Facebook thing. Well, not just anybody can initiate a post on the Facebook page. Everybody can respond to the ones that other people put up there. So I believe you have to get a staff member or one of the other people, like Susan Darrow, I think, a post. There are certain people that have the can initiate a post. Robin.
Because I had thought about that before. I just kept forgetting to ask, and
yeah.
I never tried, so I didn't. You know, I figured that there would be some kind of control over that, and I wasn't sure.
Or you can do it, and then they can approve it. That would go to some moderation middle person place.
Yeah, because I think people go through that. I have a lot. I have more Facebook friends than I have anything else. And if people are going through it, if they see my name, and if I'm asking them to donate and the fund drive is going on right now, then they might. You know, it might happen.
Yeah, and all they have to do is click a little link, you know, instead of having to go remember to listen.
Yeah.
And all that.
All right. I guess can I get in contact with Robin or somebody, or just put it on there and maybe they'll approve it?
You should kind of reach out.
On the phone.
Yeah. Reach out to Robin.
Okay. Bill for the stack.
Okay. I have
Hello?
Ted. Yeah, hang on. I have Ted, Rita, and Bill on the stack.
Okay, thank
Ted,
you.
Ted, go ahead. Ted.
Others have not spoken. I'll move to the end of the line.
Rita?
Yes, thank you so much. I apologize, Mr. Chair, for being late. I do have a question going back to the Facebook. Can we post on our own individual Facebook pages that KPFT is having a fund drive and how they can donate? Can we do that on our individual Facebook page?
I hope so. I do it every week.
Yeah,
you can do
it every week. Okay, I kind of thought, I know that what Susie is talking about, but if your friends, if you put it on your page with the link of how they can go to donate, that may get you more traffic than just trying to put it on the KPFT page. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Rita. Bill?
Well, I just was wondering if we can get back to the agenda. I think we kind of strayed from the business manager report, and then the next item, I believe, is the open discussion on the budget.
All right. Oh, hold on. I just want to get Ted. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay. I would like to know where in the bylaws or any other document it says that the board cannot do what we are talking about, which is to make outgoing phone calls. Further, I would like to know who runs the show. Is the business manager or the general manager or the interim general manager the one who sets policy, or is it the board?
What are you talking about?
Mr. Chair, may I respond to that?
Hang on. It's kind of an esoteric question, Ted, and maybe a good question, but not for this discussion, I think. So if we can move on to the version 2 budget that Markeisha has provided us with, which is really the focus of this meeting, I would be appreciative.
Mr. Chair, this is Teresa.
Please,
Mr. Chair, because we got started late, I would like to move that we excuse Mike Lewis, Venetia Patel Adams, Sandra Rawline, and Egberto Willis. Can we ask if there's any objections? Those people are working or they've asked for excused absence.
No, I object.
Yeah, where was the email? I don't remember getting an email. Somebody can't come.
Venetia Patel Adams emailed me.
Yes, and our meeting started 40 minutes late. So we're only on the call because certain people were able
all
to
right,
be.
Hold on, Teresa. There's an objection. What I'd like to do is have this committee vote on this, and we're going to do this all at once, not individually. So we're just going to put
aside the question.
What is it, Ted? I'm sorry, you broke up.
I call for a division of the question, and any single member can do that, and it is required that the question be divided.
Somebody would like to move to table?
I'd like to ask the next question. You're talking about an invited individual?
We don't have too many people on the line. We'll go through each one. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay.
One at a time.
Okay. The motion is to excuse Mike Lewis, Venetia Patel Adams, Sandra Rawlin, and Gilberto Willis. Teresa Allen says yes.
Wait a minute. We're taking one at a time. Ted moved to divide.
Oh, so divide it.
Yeah. So
all
Mike
right.
Lewis first. Go ahead, please, without side comments.
Okay. Mike Lewis, I say yes.
Call the roll, Teresa.
I'm coming. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay. Lynn Foley? No, I'm not hearing a response from Foley. Gartner?
No.
Oh, okay. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
All right. And Susie Moreno?
Yes.
All right. And Nancy Sabarnari-Tomi?
We're voting on Mike Lewis?
To excuse Mike Lewis. He's at work.
Excuse me, but did he send an email?
Yes or no, Nancy. Yes or no.
Yes or no, Nancy.
Okay, if it's no, then no.
Okay. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
All right. Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
All right. Rita Washington?
Point of order.
Rita Washington?
Point of order.
Rita Washington?
We're in the middle of the vote, Nancy.
I'm not hearing Rita Washington.
This is a point of order. We shouldn't be voting on that.
Not during the vote. Ted Weisgel?
No.
This is ramrodding.
No.
Railroading.
Okay. All right.
You know we have a rule. Everybody knows.
And Venetia Williams?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair,
is there
Rita
anyone?
Washington.
Yes. Do you vote yes to excuse Mike Lewis, who is at work, or not?
First of all, I was not around, so I have no idea. My thing is, I was at work, and a lot of other people I know are at work. So if these people, my thing is, if they call and send an email,
I'm sorry.
Then yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
yes, no, or abstain.
Excuse me. I was addressing the chair, Madam Secretary. I was addressing the chair. Not you.
Hold on. Rita. We're in the middle of the vote. The vote is to excuse Mike Lewis for an absence. It's yes, no, or abstain.
I do understand that, Mr. Chair, but I was not here, so I don't know anything about it. So I will just abstain from this vote completely. Thank you, sir.
That's fine. Thank you. Chair votes yes.
Okay.
Request for information.
Okay.
Hold on.
So let's go to Venetia Patel Adams. Mr. Chair, do you want to ask
Are there any objections to excuse Venetia Patel Adams? She sent an email. Hearing no objection, she gets a pass today.
All right. The next one is Sandra Rawlin, who's also at work.
Request for information.
What is that, Ted?
Did she send a request in writing? And if so, when?
May I respond?
It doesn't matter. We're voting on this. You divided the question. You'll have your chance to render your opinion, but I saw no email to answer your question directly.
Yeah, it's a hard answer.
Okay, so Alan says yes. Crozier?
Who are we voting on? What are we voting on?
How about just ask if there's any objections, because this is such a waste of time. Can we do it the same way we did Venetia Patel Adams?
Bill? Bill?
Yes.
Bill.
Yeah, let's do it like Venetia Patel.
Okay. Let's do it like Venetia Patel. Are there any objections?
This is Nancy. I'm looking at Venetia Patel's email asking for an excused absence at 11:01 a.m. today.
That's correct, Nancy. Are there any...
I have a point of parliamentary inquiry.
But hang on. Are there any objections to excusing the absence of Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
No.
Yes. She didn't
okay,
do
well,
that.
We have, all right, hold on. Please call the roll, Teresa.
Okay.
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
Alan says yes. Crozier?
Yes.
All right. Foley? No response. Gartner?
No.
No. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Moreno?
Susie
Moreno?
Moreno? Susie, we have rules for this.
Susie,
y'all are just going.
Susie
Moreno.
Mr. Chair.
Our rules.
Susie Moreno?
Nancy, please stop interrupting. Susie Moreno.
Susie Moreno abstain.
Okay. Nancy Sabarnaratomi?
No. No standing.
Okay. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Okay. Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Rita Washington?
You already said.
I'm abstaining from this vote.
Thank you. Ted Weisgull?
No.
Okay. Venicia Williams?
Yes.
Okay. And Sandy Wyman?
Yes.
Okay. So that's passed. Okay, the last one is Egberto Willis. He's requesting an excused absence. He is working. Alan says yes.
Did you call?
Crozier?
Did you call Susie?
Yes.
Okay. Foley? No response. Gartner?
There was no email on Willis that I saw, no.
Okay. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Susie Moreno?
I abstain. I have a question.
Thank you. Nancy Sabarnaratomi?
No. No, Egberto.
No, thank you. Wendy Schrell? Wendy Schrell?
Why are y'all just ignoring rules?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Why?
Wendy Schrell?
I'm here.
You're out of order. Please
yes
stop.
Or no, Wendy? Do you excuse Egberto Willis?
Of course. This is,
okay, Richard
really
Uzzell?
Yes.
Thank you. Rita Washington abstain?
Yes, I'm abstaining.
Okay. Ted Weisgull?
No.
Okay. Venetia Williams?
Yes.
Okay. And Sandy Wyman?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All four members are excused absent. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I will make a
note of the number.
Point of information, please.
I'm asking a question.
Go ahead, Rita.
Because yes. I need to know from now on. So you can be excused without submitting a request to be excused, and just because you are working. Is that how this committee works?
Actually, the committee voted on the excused absence.
That's not what I'm asking, Mr. Chair. I'm working, I can be excused.
You're supposed to give email notice to the entire committee. And in only one case did that happen, and that came in this morning. And I believe it says 24 hours, but I'm not sure about that. But,
and
you know,
crazy, you guys.
Wait a minute. Wait.
People are volunteers.
Wait,
they have to
hang on. That's right. I'm getting on my soapbox. We're volunteers. We're not employees of the Pacifica Foundation.
Thank you. We're volunteers.
Community radio station, and if we're going to treat each other so disrespectfully as to not understanding that someone's got a job and they're at work and can't make it, I kind of wonder about our whole effort. So, give me a break.
And I would like to submit a name the way he works. I know he's at work. Is he going to be excused? I know he's at work today.
Who is that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear
you. Wayne Mark. He's at work today.
Well, it was, if you like that, would you like to have a moment to excuse Wayne Lark? We'll vote on it.
Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Not
and
yet.
This is Susie.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? This is Teresa. May I be recognized?
No, hang on, please. Rita, would you like to make a motion to excuse Dwayne?
Yes, I move that we excuse Dwayne Lark because he's at work.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
No. Hold on.
I would like to discuss the motion on the floor.
We are okay. If you have a point, are there any objections to excusing Dwayne Lark?
Mr. Chair,
no.
May I just? I would
no,
like
I
to
asked,
say something.
I asked.
Mr. Chair.
Are there
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
You're
out of order, Teresa.
No. Please, are there any objections to excusing Dwayne Lark? Thank you, Nick. You turn the music down.
What is that music?
Who is
doing this?
Why are people trying to obstruct the finance?
And they don't have anything else to do with their lives.
Very. Put yourself on mute if you're not talking. Whoever's playing, not a
I think it's clear somebody is determined to disrupt the meeting so we can't get anything done. This is obviously deliberate.
Are you doing it, Bill? I mean, your voice is so loud.
Mr. Chair, can we? I've got the microphone right close to my mouth. Can we ask Otis to find out who's doing this?
Yes,
please. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Can we do a roll
call
and see who it is?
No.
Teresa, would you please post the correct number? Are y'all on?
I'm on.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
What happened?
I'm here.
Yes.
I guess they took it up. I guess they went off.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.